You are listening to this information because either you or your relatives or friends have experienced something which was very frightening and painful. What you did not expect could happen to people, you in particular. Unfortunately, unimaginable acts of violence caused by people occur more often than we expect all over the world. Perhaps you were politically active and expected that violent acts would be inflicted on you. At the same time, you have the feeling that these experiences place a great burden on you. People react to acts of extreme violence with symptoms and complaints. One feels ill, is perhaps afraid of not being normal any longer, being mad. And doctors diagnose it as an illness. However, to react against violence is not mad, but normal and understandable. People should not inflict pain on others, hurt or frighten them. The reactions of your body and soul are normal responses to abnormal human occurrences. The reactions are in fact good because they show that your body and soul react and try to help and heal themselves. There are a lot of experiences in dealing with these complaints which you feel. An experience shows that it should not remain that way. Your situation can improve. You can support your body and soul in your attempt to heal. The Psychosocial Center for Refugees in Düsseldorf has experience in handling these complaints. It advises and handles refugees who seek protection in Germany and who have fled their home countries from war, persecution, displacement, and human rights violations. With this information, we would like to provide you and your relatives with some help so that you can better understand your situation and gain some courage. In the first part of this CD, we provide you with information about what a trauma is, what complaints can arise, and how you can deal with them. John and Rosie, a fictitious couple, will support us through your story to better understand the situations. In the second part, you will hear two exercises which will help you to deal with your symptoms better.